To Nick, the same thing. Does this feel like a home game today, or does it feel like a continuation of a road trip with getting right back at it here right away?
Yeah, it's definitely nice to be home. Obviously, we've been on the road a lot lately, so it's nice to be back here, in our home arena. And I think for us, obviously, it's just one game at home, but we've got a couple of days off after this before we play again. So try to come out here and have a hard start and get into the flow of the game early and know that we'll have some rest after this one.
What have you learned about Columbus in the video that you guys have watched?
I think a lot of the same that, over the last number of years. They're a hard team to play against. They play, they compete hard, they play hard, they, they go to the front of the net. It's seemingly like a lot like what we see in the Central Division. I think what we've seen in Dallas and what we've seen, in Nashville. So it's going to be a hard game, and that's definitely their style. So that's what we're expecting tonight.
Assess the power play since Brian went down, and there was kind of split between, kind of diversifying all the talent on there. How do you assess where it's at?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, losing Brian, first off, scary injury, of course, and once kind of knew he was okay and whatnot, moving past his injury. I mean, just losing him out there on the ice, he does so many things well at both ends. Obviously, things that just sort of make things work, make a line work, or make your game that much better. But on the power play, I think, we've got a lot of talented players, and I think being on sort of the split units how we've been going. It kind of pushes the other unit to be good when they go out there, because you want to be the unit starting the next power play. I think that's sort of been how we've looked at it, is whichever unit's going, if a unit scores, they're probably going to get more looks. So I think we haven't had a ton of power plays over that span, but I think we're doing a lot of good things, and if we continue to stick to that, I think we're going to start to see some more goals go in and go from there.
We've had a few of the games on the road, but what does the Hockey Fights Cancer Night mean for you being on home ice tonight?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's a great initiative by the league and by the teams. I think everyone has been affected by cancer in their lives, and to see the people that are able to come to the game and hear some of the stories, but also raise awareness I think what everyone's after is to try to do something to find better ways to treat the disease, and maybe find a cure one day. I mean, that's what everybody's after. So to have these nights, they're special, and to interact with some of the people that you get to interact with, it's really special as well. And I think everyone, kind of when you're walking into the rink wearing the Hockey Fights Cancer tie, is thinking about somebody in your life or whatnot. So they're important nights during the season.
And finally, Grey Cup tomorrow. Thoughts on the big game?
Yeah, I know. It's nice. We have a day off, so definitely be taking in that game. And, Bombers have been playing great, so it'd be nice to see them get it done. And definitely, we'll be cheering for them.